People, what's the weirdest intimate dream you've ever had? Story 1. Last night I had a dream that made me sit up in bed, wondering what the heck is wrong with me. I was banging with this girl that I didn't know. She gets bored with it, tells me she is bored. I tell her that I want to continue, and she says, fine, just bring it back when you are done, and she takes off her bits and hands it to me. It's a box-shaped thing with her bits in the middle. I, not finding it weird that this girl's parts come off, happily accept the gift and do stuffs with it. However, this happened in a public building, and people kept interrupting me. It was not because they think it is a little inappropriate, but because it is also a vending machine, and it's lunchtime, so even though I really want to do it already, I am kind and patient enough to let people use it to get their lunch. Eventually, lunchtime is over, and the girl comes back to collect her parts and the lunch money she made with it. Well, hold it, Ms. Vending Machine. I am not done with this. You're not getting it back. You see, all these people were getting their lunch, so I really didn't get to use it much, and I started running from her. All the while, I was still trying to bang it. Eventually, I trip and fall. All the money spills out, and I decide to grab as much of the money as I can and run for it. Then, I woke up. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button, and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I was sitting in my room with my girlfriend's best friend. She wanted to give me a blowy because she hadn't given anyone one yet. I refused, but she really insisted. She was begging on her knees, crying. She then says that she will call my girlfriend, and if she says yes, I am getting it. I say fine. A girlfriend wouldn't be okay with that. So the friend calls, explains the situation, and my girlfriend then says to wait for her so she can teach her. We wait, and they both start to do the deed as I sit on my bed. I feel the need to pour my smoothie, so I did. But it doesn't stop. Suddenly, it's knee-deep. Then it rose even more and started leaking out of the windows of my room, flooding the street. Suddenly, there are emergency response teams and military personnel evacuating the city and trying to find the source. A bunch of firemen break down my door and pull my girlfriend and her friend with a rope. A psychologist comes and starts showing me pictures of unattractive things. People are pacing around outside my room, and the whole flat has turned into an emergency HQ. Even the Prime Minister came and begged me to stop, but all I could ever think about was that blowy. Story 3. In my dream, this woman was giving me a blowy when all of a sudden she started attacking my dong. As it turns out, she is some sort of 10,000-year-old immortal secret agent with a mission to destroy every dong on Earth. Because every dong is actually an alien parasite that attaches itself to a human host and survives by sucking the life out of them. My dream went on to explain that every male on Earth is technically a female, just with an alien parasite attached. It even explained that the parasite ingests all the milk from its host, explaining why males don't have chesticles. I voluntarily allowed this immortal secret agent woman to chop it off. Once it happened, I witnessed it become a giant green acid-spewing monster right before my eyes. I woke up not too long after. Story 4. It was a post-apocalyptic world, which was actually quite bright and cheerful and happy, except that very few women had survived, and I had to run a weird obstacle course on a bright summer day that combined happy summer camp obstacles with jigsaw-style traps in competition with hundreds of other men to prove I was worthy of banging the girl at the end. And I don't mean she was given as a prize. I mean after the bars and wall climb and beam run with swinging obstacles and walkway of buzzing saws and invisible maze with killer robots and everything, she was just lying there on a raised platform I had to climb, and I had to bang to completion as fast as I could to complete the course before anyone else caught up, and I don't know. I did something bad, I guess, but it was really important. Story 5. Last night, I dreamt of a classmate of mine from my post-grad program. She, in real life, is a bit of a weirdo, and at 40 years of age, hasn't been married or had a steady boyfriend. So in the dream, she came to me and insisted on sleeping with me, otherwise she would transform into a vampire-werewolf hybrid. I, being married and all, am resisting her advances but getting in the mood as she begins to kiss me. Suddenly, I realize that it's too late, and she has turned into a white Wendigo-like werewolf, and I wake up screaming. My wife kept asking me what the nightmare was about, but I couldn't tell her I was banging one of our mutual friends. She's likely to turn into a werewolf in real life if I do that. Story 6. I had a scarily realistic dream that I just said screw it, bought plane tickets, and gone on holiday without telling anyone for a couple of days. And on the last night there, I went out to a bar for drinks and started chatting with a couple of guys and hit it off. They keep buying me drinks as the night goes on. Eventually, I am super drunk, and one of them offers to walk me home, and I accept because of course he can. He's cute and I am drunk. About halfway home, I feel weird, and as we pull up to my hotel, I realize two things. One, that isn't my hotel, it's some guy's house. Two, someone spiked my drink. And as I black out, I wake up in real life. I was terrified when I woke up because I hadn't processed it and was half expecting to be in a strange house in a foreign country. Once I calmed down, I felt weirdly disappointed but also not. Not I wish it had been real, but if it was just a dream, I wish it had gone further. I think I learned something about myself that evening, and I am really not sure how I feel about it. Never had a dream like that before or since. Story 7. It's one my buddy had, not me. He said in the dream, he and this one girl with whom we both had class were doing it. It goes on for a bit, he said and described it in pretty steamy detail. Once it was over, though, he said they both lay back on the bed, and freaking Ice Cube came up from under the sheets in the middle of them and put his arms around both of them. Then they just cuddle there for a bit while Cube has that trademark smirk/snarl look on his face. I don't know why, but that has never failed to make me laugh. We still joke about that a lot whenever Ice Cube comes up in conversation. Story 8. This year, I went on a 10-day trip to a foreign country with guided tours each day. Because I had stopped smoking, I was experiencing vivid dreams. One night, I dreamt that I was extremely drunk, speaking to one of the female guides. I remember another member on this trip was in my dream trying to hit on her, but I succeeded in taking her to my room over him. As soon as she went in, she revealed her 3 fun bags, so we cuddled, and then I tried to convince her to do some things. I abruptly woke up to myself licking the bed in the middle of the night. The funny thing is, this dream felt so real that I woke up feeling like I cheated on my girlfriend. Story 9. I took mushrooms, fell asleep, and had a strangely realistic dream. Like, I remember it felt like I was really doing it, but as cool as that was, it was not the highlight of the dream. The highlight came when someone caught us during it, and I had to escape from the cruise ship we were on by getting on the conveniently placed hippity hop that was next to me, and hopping off the ship and bouncing away across the water. I remember bouncing like hundreds of feet into the air across the water, too. It was a sweet dream. Story 10. I've always had particularly vivid dreams, and they have a tendency to stick with me throughout the day. On one particularly memorable occasion, I very nearly embarrassed myself as a result of something that I'd experienced while asleep. The sound of breaking waves was the first thing that I noticed, followed by the briny smell, likely brought on by expectation more than the dream state of the foam on the shore. A brief glance around revealed that I was on a sunny beach surrounded by huge cliffs. The only other living thing in the cove was a fairly large crab that looked at me, beckoned with its claw, and led me to a hole in a hidden section of rock. There, extending outward from the sheer cliff face, was a thin conveyor belt. As I watched, various hamburger ingredients started to come out of the hole, only to be guided past me by the rolling rubber. I saw buns, patties, leaves of lettuce, rings of onion, and even chunks of avocado, along with bright red slices of perfectly ripe tomato. For whatever reason, each time one of those glistening pieces of garnish appeared, I felt a wave of pleasure followed by a primal hunger for more. I started to stare into the hole with desperation, willing another tomato slice to appear. The feeling got more and more intense with each one that arrived, until I finally woke up feeling thoroughly confused. As fate would have it, my family went out for lunch that day. I ordered a hamburger, and when I saw that slice of luscious red tomato poking out from between the buns and the meat, I couldn't help but spring to attention. Looking back, well, I suppose it's a shame that I hadn't dreamt of taco ingredients. Story 11. When I was around 18, I had a nightmare. In my nightmare, I got essayed by a guy I worked for.
I don't think I've ever woken up more scared or with a more uncomfortable feeling. I worked manual labor, and he...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
He was the boss. Always talked a weird amount about it in the long car drives to jobs and told me to come over to his house frequently for vague reasons that I always declined. I am a guy, and the talks were always about women, and it's not like he ever really hit on me or anything, but there was a vague vibe. He was also an incredibly racist jerk. The job paid well, but I put in my 2 weeks soon after that dream. I never told anyone that. It was probably just a weird dream, but I am glad I quit that job for many other reasons as well. Story 12. In my dream, I am someone who works in a zoo, but I don't actually know what I am doing other than working there. A guy breaks into the polar bear habitat and proceeds to, you know, the polar bear does not seem to mind in my dream. And then the guy is caught by the zoo security and arrested. The caretakers notice a couple of months later that the polar bear is pregnant. The zoo is concerned, and so is the general public. No one has ever been able to cross species like this before. Then it comes time to deliver the polar bear's cub, and out comes this really weird-looking fish. A scientist dude looks at the polar bear/human fish baby and exclaims, "This is why we don't do this stuff. See what happens." Then I woke up. I've never been into such stuff, but this dream was definitely what the heck. Story 13. I met this smoking hot girl at a bar, and somehow we wound up at her place. She then leaned in to try and kiss me. I immediately put the brakes on and said I can't sleep with her because I am married. She insisted that it was fine, she had spoken with my wife, and she had permitted me. I didn't believe her, so I told her I had to check and tried to text my wife to find out if that was true. It turns out my dream brain can't convincingly render iOS, so the text messages were all garbled and screwed up, which made me realize I was in a dream, and I woke up. It's kind of nice to know that even in my wildest dreams, I can't be unfaithful. Story 14. It began with me doing it with a girl. The classic way. But when I looked down, I saw that instead of a dong, I had a gray cylindrical nozzle, and she had some sort of circular conveyor belt filled with balls of different colors. My nozzle was also shooting colored balls, and the deed we were doing somehow morphed into a game of ball matching where I had to shoot my balls at her balls with the same color. I looked up, and the girl was gone, and when I looked down again, I saw that I was now playing pinball. And then I woke up. Story 15. So, I was a knight who was ordered to take over a monster-controlled castle and claim it for my king. The journey started normally as I made my way to the castle, but as I got closer, the weather started to turn dreary and rainy. I entered the main hall, and the whole place was empty. The only thing that could be heard was the storm outside and an echoey laugh that seemed to carry through the halls. I crept through the castle before coming to a chained-up door that led out onto the ramparts. The laughing was getting louder, and I made my way around the now torrential downpour. I arrived at the furthest tower on the ramparts, and at the top I could see the glow of torches. As I made my way up, I started to hear what could only be described as fat sloshing around. I made my way to the top of the tower and passed through a large iron gate to see a gigantic, fat, monster-looking version of my aunt, while she was actually really skinny in real life. I tried and tried to end her with my sword, but nothing was working. My aunt monster thing laughed and said, "Weapons will not work on me, you silly yet manly knight." So I did the only logical thing in this situation. I pulled out my special sword. The aunt monster thing gasped in realization that I had found her only weakness. I then proceeded to jump on her and got bounced really high into the air. Finally, the monster was defeated, and my sheet was ruined in real life, and I returned to my king to give him the good news. Story 16. The weirdest dream I've had didn't involve the act itself. Basically, in the dream, I was at a local rock band night, a bunch of bands playing all night, a cheapish booze kind of thing. In the dream, I get chatting to an exceptionally attractive metal girl, and we hit it off. we ended up going back to my place and chatting. Now, for some reason, we are sitting on my bed. She is quite clearly wanting something more entertaining to happen. And what am I doing during all this in my dream? Playing Tony Hawk's 3. There's a very attractive woman who is looking for some fun, and Dream Me is sitting there like, check this out, I can keep this combo going for days. I genuinely woke up and was angry at Dream Me for being such a nerd. Story 17. When I was a virgin, I had a dream that I was at home with my friends and family, and apparently a girlfriend that I had brought over. This girl and I wanted to get busy, but there were people all around us, and we couldn't get any privacy. The only bit of privacy we could find was a sleeping bag, surrounded by people enjoying the party that was going on. Ping pong, drinking, talking, darts. At some point, my dream parents figured out what was going on and decided they would appease her father's parents by writing them a letter. My dream dad read aloud while he was writing, "There's gold in your daughter's cave, and my son is going in to find it." God, it was like 28 years ago, but I can still remember those words clearly. I woke up the instant I got into the sleeping bag. I am guessing my virgin brain couldn't contemplate it, so it just gave up and decided it was time to wake up. Story 18. This one time, I was playing on my computer, and my wife walked in. She sits close to me, and I noticed this weird tattoo on her back, sort of a tramp stamp. I stand up as I start to realize that she is not actually my wife. Her face is different too. Suddenly, I think, what if this is a dream? That would explain it. So I turn on the light. It does not work. I look at my hand, but I can't count my fingers. I smile as I slowly walk up to the window, climb up and jump without hesitation. I hear the girl scream as I fall. Then I wake up. Story 19. I was at a beautiful wedding in medieval times, with all my friends around laughing and enjoying each other. That's when three dragons came down and incinerated everyone. I was able to take cover behind a small, short stone wall. Then the dragon master, beautiful and blonde, fair as an angel, floated down softly before me. I knew she had destroyed everything I knew, but I could not contain myself. She was practically giving herself to me. At first, it was slow, intimate, and harmonized, but as it continued, it turned into a sloppy mess of fast. Then her skin began to wrinkle, and her hair began to fall out. She was losing all of her youthful beauty. Still overwhelmed by lust, I continued. Then when I looked down at her, she had aged a century. Her skeleton was frail. Most of her hair had fallen out. I was disgusted with her and myself. Story 20. I found myself walking into a strangely scented room with a mysterious and beautiful woman who was dressed in an Arabian outfit. Her name, if I recall correctly, was Bilquez. Well, I had to pay for the enjoyment of being in her presence, but she required a fee that was out of the ordinary if our endeavor was to be fulfilled. To me, it was a small price to pay, for she only wanted to be worshipped. As an atheist, I found it to be quite strange, but I just smiled and told her, "Have it your way, babe. I will worship you as no goddess has ever been worshipped before." It was actually the best one I've ever had, but waking up from that dream, I still can shake the feeling that something wrong had happened, of me being devoured and slowly sliding into an unfathomable darkness. The only thing weird about it is I feel that something in me has been lost. Something crucial. I feel empty. Story 21. I dreamed I was a lion taking care of two hyenas. One of them was injured, so I was dragging him with my teeth. The injured hyena died, rather horrifically, from a laser beam or something, and I was psychologically like, no, we were in a futuristic war zone or something, so the remaining hyena and I ran for shelter. We ended up in this very brutalist room, like concrete or an old castle square, about 10 feet by 10, with nothing but a bed. Well, the remaining hyena morphs into a kind of pallid green lady and becomes my lover, and we start doing it. But then the illusion is shattered. I realize an enchantment has been put upon me by a sorcerer or something, and it turns out I wasn't doing it with my hyena lady lover, it was something else. There were maggots everywhere, all over me and all over the room, and psychologically I was in horror. Then a rat or something in my attic woke me up. I have been having a lot of very dark dreams lately. Story 22. I am not sure if it was a similar dream, but it was kind of terrifying. For some reason, in my dream, I had to crawl into one of those water drain pipes that you have throughout neighborhoods. As I crawled deeper and deeper, it got darker and darker. Eventually, I couldn't see anything, but I had to press on. Soon enough, I felt something prodding against me. Then I felt many things poking and prodding all around me. Confused, I reached into my pocket and pulled out a flashlight. As soon as I turned it on, I was horrified. There were dongs everywhere, and for some reason they were after me. I started crawling slash running out of the drain tunnel, and they started converging from behind me, trying to consume me. I made it out just in time to look back and see a mass of thousands of dongs try to make one final grab at me. I have no idea what that dream meant, but I will never forget it. Story 23. I was in a drab dress and heavily pregnant in my dream. I had a feeling that it was hundreds of years ago. My village was located in a large pit dug in a field of flowers. An old woman helped me down an earthen staircase to the village floor. A large fire was burning in the middle of the pit. I must have banged someone at some point to have fallen pregnant. I am a straight man in real life, by the way. I've never told anyone about this dream before, but it's been recurring from time to time. The dream is always exactly the same. I've had it probably 6 or 7 times in my life. The earliest I can remember would be mid-teens, and I am currently approaching 30. I want to preface by stating I am a man, straight, happily married, and a father of 2 children. It opens in first-person view. I am in an operating room on a bed with doctors rushing around, talking to me, telling me to calm down and that everything is going to be all right. I am in immense pain and I am strapped down to the operating table. I can feel that my legs are up in stirrups and there's a sheet up so I can really see my lower half. I keep asking if everything is okay. The doctors slash nurses ignore my request and eventually say they need to move me to another room. They add some bags to the IV pole and unlock the wheels and proceed to wheel me out of the room. As we exit a set of doors, we are swarmed by people with cameras and news crews. Reporters start blurting out questions, but I am not quite sure what's going on, and I don't understand what they are saying as they are all talking over each other. At this point, the dream switches to second-person view, as if I've left my body. I can clearly see myself, and I am still alive and conscious, but very stressed out. Then I hear it. I can hear and understand all of the commotion. I hear one reporter standing off to the side, speaking into a microphone with a cameraman broadcasting what he's saying. He says something akin to, "You heard that right. Stay tuned for a glimpse at the world's first pregnant man." That's when it all hits me. I understand why all of the commotion, I understand the stirrups, and I understand the pain. The doctors and nurses rush me away through crowds of people. They roll me through people cheering me on, people screaming hate, and people calling me an abomination, a little bit of everything that you may expect in this situation. The pain becomes more intense, and the doctors and nurses tell me they don't know how to proceed. I am told they are going to put me in an ambulance to transfer me to somewhere else. They rushed me out of the building into a massive crowd of people, camera crews, police officers, protesters, and an ambulance sitting 10 meters away from the doors. The police are trying to keep the people, camera crews, and protesters back at a safe distance. After we get out of the building and onto the walkway towards the ambulance, I shout, "It's coming," and yell in agony. Everything goes silent, the crowds vanish, the nurses vanish. Everyone disappears, and my bed keeps rolling slightly towards the ambulance in momentum. Then it happens. I burst into flames, and my flesh quickly burns up, leaving only a skeleton and a charred hospital bed. Alone, in the middle of the road. Then everything fades to black. Most of the time, I wake up crying. Story 24. It didn't really start like a Selvikin dream at all. I was basically waiting in a car, and I was driving when all of a sudden an 18-wheeler came barreling at me. I tried to evade it, and at the last minute, the car was in a parking lot at the office building I work at. And as I came into a dimly lit conference room, I saw these ladies in just blazers and pantsuits. And as I sit down, a lady sits next to me and helps with my stuff. The weirdest thing about it was that it wasn't my dong. It was a white fat thing, and I am a black guy. Seconds later, I wake up, and my wife comes out of the bathroom soon after, looks at me with a bewildered and puzzled look on her face, and says, "Could you at least wait 5 more minutes before you drop the kids at the pool?" She was probably mad that I messed up the bed. Story 25. I had this lady who would come clean my house every other Friday. We'd always try to get out of the house to get out of her way. She wasn't particularly attractive or anything. She had a big asset, but that's really it. Anyways, so in my dream, she's cleaning my house while I am home, and for some reason, she just passes away. She didn't get shot or fall and break her neck or anything. Just one moment she was alive and the next she wasn't. For some screwed up reason, my first thought was, gotta do it before she gets cold, she can't say no anyway. And I did, and enjoyed it too. I woke up never been more instantly disgusted with myself in my entire life. I sat in my bed for what must have been hours just trying to process the screwed up thing I just did in my head. I was so scared it was going to awaken something in me, but honestly, I just felt pure disgust. I could never look at her the same afterwards, and when we got another company, I've never been happier. Story 26. This was actually my first seminem viren. The lorestre, Milsami et Morzel the new dre, and I pamunked from a doubted dre this brad. The fourth era et lore is followed from me crease, but free of a way absurd, come inch. I was in a highly stylized Egyptian temple, dressed as a pharaoh. I was surrounded by the royal court in a large candlelit room. I stood alone at a table laden with plates of fruit. Directly in front of me was an enormous platter, and on that platter was a woman. She had skin the color of chocolate, thick thighs, and wide hips. Mind you, that was 23 years ago. To the immediate right of the platter was a small plate. On the plate was an orange, sliced neatly in half, and so I took half of the oranges in each hand and proceeded to juice them on the platter lady. And then I woke up, and then I did laundry. Story 27. One of the weirdest vivid dreams I ever had was in high school years back. I was a deer loose in my high school, like a full-on regular deer, with antlers and hooves and having to walk on all fours and everything. And naturally, I was flipping out, running around the school, avoiding all the humans. Then, and I don't remember how the dream progressed to this point, but it's the part I remember most vividly, I was in the school's indoor basketball court with a girl I knew, and I was still a regular deer, mind you, with everyone in the stands watching. And for some reason, the basketball court floor was so ridiculously slippery that we were sliding all over it like an air hockey table and bouncing all over against the walls and stands like a hockey puck. Anytime we'd come to a stop, someone from the stands would run over and give us a shove with their foot to get us sliding along again. Story 28. Most recently, it was a dream where I was a secret agent and would steal microfilm from high-importance targets, but was a raging alcoholic. I would drink myself stupid and end up getting bedded by the target. After they were done, I would grab the microfilm from their necklace and stumble somewhere else. The targets were always extremely attractive women. I've had this dream once a month for about half a year, and it's never the same woman. Story 29. Mine was during high school. The scenery is akin to that of your mid-1800s style of buildings, with these small one-story buildings built for like a family of three. It was dark and raining. Those old candle street lamps were lit up, but there was no one on the streets. And I am walking down the street, and then on my left was a tavern-like building, only I had every single woman I found attractive back in high school lying on the bed waiting for me. Needless to say, I entered and was cuddling with one of the females. I can't remember much after that, but I can vividly remember that street style and the rain, that, and I am pretty sure I was like spooning her and just cuddling. Story 30. In one dream, I ended up doing it with the daughter of a family friend. The said daughter is 8 years older than me, and a close friend. In fact, she's basically the closest thing I've ever had to a big sister, and I've never thought of her any other way while I was conscious, but I definitely did while dreaming. And damn was it the most depraved crap I've ever thought of. If I remember, it basically started with us doing it and she ends up telling me she's pregnant. I start freaking out, and then I wake up. Never before have I been so relieved in my life. Story 31. When I first learned to lucid dream, I only wanted to get laid or fly. One time, I decided I'd bang the next random person who appeared, no matter how they looked. So I picked someone out. It was almost like playing The Sims and going straight to Woohoo, and we found a place to get to it. Only at this point am I starting to doubt my ability to really pull it off well. You know when you're being dream chased and the fear of not going fast enough creeps in, and then boom, you're running in slow motion, or you're dream arguing and you let a bit of doubt in, and now instead of cursing, you're calling them doo-doo heads, or you try to fight, only your fists are made of cotton, and your punches land like butterfly kisses? Well enough, doubt definitely crept in, because this dream guy's dong was suddenly detachable and traveling around his thighs and pelvis. I'd try to make that work, but then it would move elsewhere, and so on until I gave up and woke up. Story 32. As with most dreams, it's hard to remember the context, but there was this really pretty girl who was holding my hand and leading me somewhere. I was super excited because she was so attractive, and I could tell that she liked me, and all I could do was pray that she wanted to make out. I was super in the mood, just waiting in anticipation to kiss this beautiful lady. Eventually, she leads me to this weird room. I felt like I'd been there but couldn't place it. In the room, she wanted to show me something. It was a gun. I remember it distinctly being some kind of custom 1911, so I pick it up to investigate it, and the damn thing goes off, square in her forehead. But she didn't pass away. She was still talking. So in order to take advantage of the situation, I proceeded to use the giant hole. Needless to say, it worked. And then I woke up. Story 33. I was going through an alcohol detox. My dreams were in full HD, extremely vivid. The best way I can describe it is that they were more detailed than if I had superhuman sight. It was wild. The dream started off in a Wonka-like world with lots of music, and then I had to walk through some of the bad parts of town until I ended up in some sort of S market. It was basically every corn star and a lot of random girls that I'd never met before, and they were either locked in a cage or chained up so they couldn't run away, or just roaming around on their own. I was promised half price for this one in particular. I did it with her and many others. I realized I could easily control my dreams, so I got a jet, then a supercar, etc. I jumped out of planes. Then I woke up back in the detox. Story 34. One of my weird dreams was with my best friend whom I currently live with. I was performing solo, apparently with my door open, and she walked in and then started demanding that I continue, and I was like, no, go away, that's weird. Then her boyfriend came in, and I immediately panicked because he's a really good friend, and I thought he might misunderstand the situation. He wasn't even mad, and he offered her to help me out. She then proceeded to take her head off and toss it at me, and then they both left. For some reason, I wasn't disgusted as much as I was annoyed, because I guess at the time I felt that it was insulting. I woke up sometime after that. Story 35. I was an attractive woman, somehow aware and accepting that I was large-chested, my skin was orange and my lips were plump. A very attractive man that I love took me in his arms as I looked out the window to see that our place was in space. I realized then that something was wrong. I was sitting at a table when he started taking me. I don't know what it feels like to have female parts, but the nerves in my brain seemed to make a very believable sensation that I've never felt outside of that dream, as the attractive man slash of my life took me to the table. It was slow and romantic. I woke up unsure of my own reality afterwards. Story 36. I should preface this with the fact that I often dream from the POV of someone else, like I am a completely different person in the dream. I know it's somewhat uncommon, but every dream I remember, I am someone different, and this is just accepted. This is an older one, but by far the most perplexing dream I've ever had. In this dream, I was a character from a book I was reading at the time. He was a male, but in the dream he had female parts. It was very important that no one found this out. However, halfway through a typical dream of sneaking around in nonsense, the character Naoto from Persona 4 just sort of entered stage left. Somehow, she knew that I was hiding something and started following me around. Eventually, I started feeling something coming in the dream. Apparently, my boy-girl body was in the mood, like a cat. Naoto sees my secret as I desperately try to end the heat. I, thinking she was a male who could end my need, started literally following her and begging her to be with me. The dream ended right as I had more or less cornered her and revealed that she did indeed have a dong. Story 37. It started out as a regular dream in the house I was living in. The living room was the same as it always was, but then I opened the door into the next room, and instead I was in the middle of space, but I could breathe. After going back and forth from the living room to deep space a few times, I started to explore space a bit deeper and found a table with a girl wearing a space helmet. She wasn't doing anything that I remember, but I started banging with her on the table. It was zero gravity of space, but she and the table were stationary somehow, and then kept going back and forth from there back into the living room. Story 38. I dreamed I was in bed just as I'd fallen asleep, and a friend with whom I have an entirely platonic, non-romantic relationship was there, hanging out in my bedroom like it's normal. She's wearing some clothes she likes a lot, not intentionally hot stuff like baggy cargo pants and a tank top with a fatigue pattern on it. Anyway, she suddenly comes over to the bed I am sitting on, crawls onto it on all fours, stares me in my eyes, and turns out the light. And when she does, it's entirely black, and I can't see and don't feel anything except a huge wave of fear out of nowhere. There's no reason to feel it, because there's no sensation of touch or anything. Maybe it was something about the way she crept over and the light suddenly went out, but it was more disturbing than anything. I woke up confused, half wondering if it was a weird nightmare or if I wanted to call her, but it gave me an unexplained attraction to her for years that I always avoided. Story 39. When I was 18, I did a semester-long course with no less. For 3 weeks, we were paddling down the Green River through Desolation Canyon in Utah. At one campsite, there was a massive tree that our instructors told us was known as the Dream Tree. Sleeping under it had a reputation among them of causing weird dreams that had a habit of coming true. One instructor was genuinely afraid of the tree, as she had a dream about something bad happening to a family member that supposedly came true. Anyway, a bunch of us decided to sleep out under the tree that night. Most of us did have odd dreams. This was unusual for me because I rarely ever remember having dreams, maybe once a year at most. However, I dreamt that the bassist from Metallica, Robert Trujillo, slept with Pocahontas. So yeah, I don't think that dream is ever coming true. Story 40. I dream all the time, and they're all weird, but they're usually not dirty dreams. But here's one from years ago. I walked into my classroom, and everyone was in their natural state. All the desks were missing, and it was just bare the room and everyone else. People started motioning for me to come over and join, but I was hesitant. They pull me in anyway, and someone pulls out blocky wooden toy trucks. We started rolling them over people like massagers while this debauchery was still going on. Just the other night, I had a dream that I was back in high school. And I was sitting on a desk with my boyfriend behind me. The teacher starts lecturing, and everyone's paying attention. Then my boyfriend whispers in my ear if I want to do it. Right there in class, we do it. Everyone was so shocked, and then I woke up. Story 41. I had run out of gas at night in some backwoods middle-of-nowhere spot right next to a small warehouse when a few girls opened the warehouse door and dragged me inside, and the area began to fill with mist, it began to storm, and the sky, despite not being visible just a second ago, turned red, and everyone knew something was up. So it turns out that this group of women, who were like a sisterhood, had been living here ever since this sudden apocalypse happened. The only rule is to be orderly and not harass anyone. So one of them, who kinda has a thing for me, and I kinda have a thing for her, leads me to where I will be staying, a kind of secluded spot, and helps me set up. I put down my bedroll, she sits down right next to me, takes out my little guy, and starts doing her thing. We were trying to be quiet, but got caught by the leader of the group, so we march back to the commons area, and my parents are there. Everyone else looked like they were in the middle of a Mad Max sequel. But my parents are just in their standard mid-40s garb, and while they had no idea what had happened, they just gave me a demeaning look and said they were very disappointed in me. Then I woke up very sad. Story 42. I had to go to this carnival with my dream girlfriend. But it wasn't any normal carnival. Ladies and dudes with huge fake mustaches and nothing else yelled about their activities like that gangster Rocky from a Bugs Bunny episode. I didn't want to go because I knew she would screw other guys. I told her this, and she said, "Well, just do your best to do the same with girls there." So I had a dramatic montage where I oiled up and made a Conan the Barbarian costume, in that order. Then I put on a collar with a chain to a tiny sign that said $20 for a ride. And I proceeded to just make tons of money and bang pretty much everyone around. Then bandits showed up, and basically it was like Borderlands 3. I even got an intro and hung out with a few of the characters. It was like 2 weeks of events in a single night. I woke up exhausted, like I actually had been weeks of shooting, looting, and for some reason trying to create the perfect pie recipe. That last thing was really important. I needed eggs from some legendary vault beast, but kept getting the wrong monster and having to find a different one. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.